Hello.
Hello there. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. Am I speaking with to Gloria?
Nope,
I'm not
no
selling.
Here.
Oh, perhaps you can help me. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Black.
Thank you so much. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
58.
5'8". Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Correct.
Thank you. Let me enter that. Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thing. Okay, very well. Yeah. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you want Congress to be focused on? You can select two issues, and the ones mentioned here are standing up to the rising racism and discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, protecting LGBTQ rights, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, fighting inflation, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, reducing crime, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, providing affordable child care, reducing gun violence, improving the economy, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs. Of those issues, which two do you consider the ones most important to you?
I'd say inflation.
Fighting inflation, and you can choose another one?
Voting rights, for sure.
In voting rights, okay. Protecting voting rights and threats to democracy.
Yes.
Okay, very well. Let's move on. Thank you. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Getting worse, okay. In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select two items. And the choices are poor life choices and values by some, poor work ethics, lack of good paying job opportunities, too many people depending on the government for the handouts, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, racism and discrimination, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, not enough good role models, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich. Which two are the greatest obstacle of to economic success and upward mobility in your opinion?
Racism and then economic success.
Okay, so it would be racism and discrimination. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And which one was the other one?
You said something regarding not being able to have economic success.
Poor
really
choices.
Favoring the rich over the poor.
Oh, okay. Unfair or rigged economic system for the rich. That one?
Yes.
Very well. Let's move on.
Yes.
Thank you so much. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot of? Okay, very well. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Oppose.
Oppose it strongly or just somewhat
yes.
Oppose? Strongly?
No,
okay.
Strongly.
Thank you, ma'am. I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. However, if you got no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, just say so, ma'am. President Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
75,
thank you. And Kamala Harris, the vice president?
50.
50, okay. Ron DeSantis?
0.
0, okay. The feminist movement, how would you rate that?
60.
60, okay. Black Lives Matter, or BLM?
I'm going to say 60 for that, too.
60, thank you, ma'am. Hakeem Jeffries, how would you rate Mr. Jeffries?
70.
70, okay. Beyonce?
She okay, a little single, but I'm not. 25.
25, okay. And how would you rate the...
That ain't real world.
Okay, very well. How would you rate the NAACP?
70.
70. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on. I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Biden, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Switching things up a bit now, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means you think it will have no impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. For affirmative action ending, how much impact do you think that would have on your life from 0 to 10? 10?
10.
Climate change?
7.
7, thank you. The country's economy going into a recession soon. How much impact would you think that would have?
10.
10. And crime and violence in this country?
9.
9, thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Let me see where we are. Almost there. Okay. I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say that the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy. The first suggestion is the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Another statement, athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth, rather than how they self-identify. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Mm-hmm. Okay. Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of a prison. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat,
thank you. The government should provide free child care to all families. Agree or disagree?
No.
Somewhat agree, okay. Mm-hmm. The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
I strongly agree.
Yeah. Okay, very well. Children under the age of 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room to use at a school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens. Agree or disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
In which, if any, the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? And the suggestions are when dealing with a mental health episode, mothers giving birth to a child, sickness or serious injury, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, father whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, death of a family member, fathers adopting a child, mothers adopting a child. You can choose as many as you want to.
Really, I would say all of it, with the limitations on, I somewhat agree with the adoption.
Okay.
Everybody
all right.
Else, I strongly agree.
In this case, you just have to choose one. There's no, you know, agree or disagree. Just
okay. All right. Well.
So you choose all of them.
A family member, somebody
okay,
taking care of somebody mental ill.
Death of a family member when dealing with a mental
yeah.
episode. Mother's giving birth. A sickness
yes.
of a serious sickness or serious injury.
Yes.
That one. Caring for a family member with a serious health condition.
Yes.
Father whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child.
Yes.
And death of a family member, you already mentioned that. Fathers yes. adopting a child or mothers adopting a child. Would that qualify in your point of view?
No.
No. Okay, so we'll leave it at that, where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Very often, thank you. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Money or property was stolen?
No.
No, okay. A car was stolen or broken into?
No.
No. Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
violent crime, such as assault.
Oh,
have
no.
you experienced? No, not at all. Okay, very well. Let's move on. Switching gears a bit now, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
4 years.
Bachelor's?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Never married.
Single? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Twice a week or more every week, so it would be once or twice a month. Would that be correct?
I would at least twice a month. I go every other Sunday because I work every other weekend. Every weekend
okay.
I'm off, I try to go to church.
So in that case, would be the one that qualifies once or twice a month, because the other churches
yes, yes.
is several times a year. Okay, very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each one, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. Let's start with network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS. How often
CBS.
Do you watch them? Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Very often, CBS.
Okay. Your local TV news. How often do you watch
yes.
them? Very often?
Very often.
Somewhat very often, thank you. CNN.
Occasionally.
Somewhat often, would that be correct? Or not that
yes.
often?
Somewhat
often.
Often.
Okay. MSNBC.
Rarely.
Not that often or seldom to never?
I guess somewhat often then.
Somewhat often. And Fox News?
Never.
Seldom to never, okay. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Yes, I would. Strong.
Strong, thank you. Which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse by a spouse's employer? Health insurance you bought and pay for yourself? No health insurance?
Paid by employer.
Employer, thank you. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Would that be you, your spouse, yourself? Okay, very well. Yes, you mentioned you are single. Very well, thank you. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the house in your household? Just tell me when I get to the right category. Under 15,000, 15 to 30,000, 30 to 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 150,000, 150,000, that one?
No, stop.
Which one?
75
to 100,000.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no? No, thank you.
No.
This concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your participation, ma'am. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.